This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So we got some World Series to get down on tonight. We've got college football around the corner. My goodness, we have coaching searches going on in the world of college football. But we have us a three-game World Series left for us. One game left in Chavez Ravine, then all the way back to Toronto. Joining us now, MLB writer for Fox Sports, Rowan Kavner, joins me here on the Infinity Sports Network. Rowan, Andy Gresh here. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm somewhere in the bowels of Dodger Stadium where there's not enough blasting music that I think I can do this thing.
You're very good. No, we can hear you. We can hear you perfectly. How would you describe the four games that we have seen so far?
Yeah, it's been kind of two different stories, right? You saw the Toronto offense that really got this group here in game one where they can string together this huge inning. And you're talking about a team that just doesn't chase, doesn't whiff, high batting average, high on base percentage. And you saw that team sort of with Milwaukee, and that didn't work against the juggernaut Dodgers rotation. The difference with this Blue Jays group is it can slug too. And so you've seen kind of both versions of that in games one and four. Now you've also seen the Dodgers starting pitching that's just been elite through most of October in games two and three. And obviously when Otani's doing what Otani can do, that just sort of changes things and you're helpless unless you want to walk them five straight times. So you've kind of seen both ways that these teams can go great and both ways these teams can go south. And so, as you said, now it's a three-game series and we'll see which one wins out.
Yeah, how do you kind of handicap this three-game series with everything we know? 18 innings, so we know that the bullpens are all shot-quad and starting pitching is kind of all over the place. But, you know, I'm curious, Rowan, where you're at on the remaining three games, given the way everything now sets up.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously neither team, the fact that, you know, you get that 18-inning game, I think the last time you won it is when you're playing three straight days of games and it's on that first game. So that kind of changes things. I guess the nice thing for both teams, you know, Toronto didn't have to use Bieber, and the Dodgers didn't have to use Yamamoto on a day of rest after a complete game. So at least their starting pitching is all still kind of lined up. I think, you know, for Toronto to win that game yesterday, I think showed a whole lot. I mean, an 18-inning game, yes, it's one win, but that was a gut punch. And you heard Blue Jays players afterward even talking about that could have been a really back-breaking loss. And they can say all this stuff about how it wasn't deflating, but how could it not be? I mean, it was just such a marathon that could go either way. You're in L.A. to lose that game and then be able to bounce back, I think shows a lot about what this team is kind of made of, the resolve, why this Blue Jays team is here. And obviously losing George Springer, we'll see his status for today. He's not in the starting lineup. It sounds like he's doing better than thought, and he's such a huge part of this offense, an established postseason player. But you know, you also saw what Vlad can do. I mean, that's a guy that can carry an offense, has carried it through October. But there's other pieces here. Ernie Clement's been a huge part of it. This is a deeper lineup than I think people realize. And again, I think people kind of try to compare this offense to the Brewers one. This one is clearly more dangerous, and the Dodgers are having trouble with it. And if they can get a Dodger starter out of the game in the fifth, they have to like their chances.
Rowan Kapner of Fox Sports talking some baseball with me. Gresh in for JR here on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, Rowan, Dave Roberts has shuffled his order for tonight's game. Will Smith moves up to the two hole in front of Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, and Alex Call is going to draw the start in left field. After game four, Dave Roberts said the lineup could look a little bit different, and I guess we should take him seriously.
Yeah, and he's been really adamant about keeping Mookie Betts in one of the top two spots in the lineup really all year. But now, again, you're down to your last, you know, two or three games of the season, and you just got to kind of go off. He even mentioned it. You got to be a little bit more reactive in this kind of spot. And you've seen Toronto's willingness to walk Ohtani. You need to be able to make them pay afterward. Right now, Mookie's hitting 147 since the start of the championship series. Now, we know with him that can change at any point, but he's kind of just going off what we're seeing right now. This Dodgers offense generally just has not performed to the level that we know it can. And at times it can kind of be Ohtani or bust. And I know, you know, Freeman and Teo have had some big moments, but the length of that lineup isn't there. They're averaging fewer than four runs per game since the start of the DS. You know, Toronto has 31 more runs than them this October, and they played one more game. So you look at these two, you know, rosters, lineups, and you say, oh, it's got to go the Dodgers' way, but it hasn't really played out that way. You just haven't seen the length of it yet. So it's got to be more than just Ohtani or bust, and we'll see if switching it up can kind of change anything.
Hey, Rowan, what kind of buzz are you hearing around Mookie Betts and why he's struggling, whether it's in the press box, around the ballpark, whatever? What are you know, is there any rumblings? Is there something wrong? Is he hurt? What's the deal? Mookie has not looked like Mookie at all, really, this postseason.
Yeah, and I mean, we've seen it for most of the year, really, until kind of mid-August. There was a point where he was basically just like, my season's done. And, of course, he didn't mean, you know, actually done, but there was a point late in the year where his numbers were so bad offensively that there wasn't really any saving it. This was going to be his worst offensive season. And really from that point on, he looked like himself again for really a month and a half, 2 months. He looked back to the version we'd seen. Now it's kind of looking a little bit more like we had seen before. And I think there's the I guess, most obvious reasoning would kind of be something mechanical. He's, you know, all these guys are kind of messing with that and some tweaks with that every once in a while. And I think for a guy his size, especially when everything is not synced up perfectly, it's really hard to create power. And so he has to kind of be right mechanically to be the Mookie that you know he can be. And we just haven't seen the power show up yet. So we'll see if something clicked in. I think that's, I guess, the most obvious thing we can point to. But, you know, with a guy of that talent, it can kind of just click at any point.
What do you make of the Blue Jays?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And how they're kind of handling their starting rotation, not only tonight, but here on out.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're the Dodgers right now and you have a multiple-time Cy Young winner going up against a guy who made three regular season starts before the postseason, and you lose both of those games, then you don't really deserve to win a World Series. So
that's fair.
I think that the Dodgers have to feel pretty good about their chances, about Snell bouncing back. I mean, he's been so elite up until that first game of the World Series. He wasn't terrible. It just didn't go the way that, you know, it could have gone. And he was just so dominant against the Brewers. And I think for him, he this is what he came here for. This is what he wanted. This is a obviously a veteran Dodgers group overall, a group that's, you know, been battle tested from last year, but they brought in these guys who were hungry for a championship. He's, you know, gotten the highest award, an individual award that a player can have. He came here for these opportunities. Now he has it in front of him. So we'll see if he can kind of bounce back and give more of kind of that Milwaukee look that he gave. I know he's taken a lot of pride in, you know, not just being a guy who's labeled as, you know, a little bit wild or a guy who walks people or talented, but, you know, and this is an opportunity. It's the biggest stage now. Can he kind of bounce back and deliver what he did against Milwaukee?
Started to cramp up in game three, gave up 4 runs yesterday, even struck out a couple of times yesterday. Now what for Shohei Ohtani?
I think if you're the Dodgers, you're okay with him just sort of being a really good hitter. You'll take 3 for 3 with 3 homers again. I think that's the version you're looking for. But really, no, I think the danger spot for LA is you've seen sometimes where he's trying to take on too much. You saw it a little bit last postseason where he can be kind of vulnerable to maybe chasing a little bit again, trying to do a little bit too much. You don't want him to have to feel that way. And then I think that's incumbent upon the rest of the lineup, you know, taking care of what it can and not making him feel like he has to be Superman every night. So it'll be interesting to see what they want to do with him from a pitching perspective. You're not going to see him obviously in relief tonight, but I could totally see a world where he's out there in the ninth inning of a game 6 or a game 7. And you're seeing sort of a repeat of the WBC. Like, he will be available. If this gets down to an elimination situation, I'd be shocked that he wasn't available in the bullpen.
Rowan Kavner of Fox Sports with Gresh here on the Infinity Sports Network. Rowan, if this thing goes to extra innings tonight, is it pure? But from the pitching standpoint, would it be pure chaos?
Yeah, it's gonna be. And again, you go back to that 18-inning game. I think that really sort of changes everything. The interesting thing is, you know, we've seen the Dodgers sometimes and Dave Roberts, and he kind of had to do this last postseason where if the game script gets kind of negative, he'll punt on a game. If he's down by 3 or 4 runs, he won't use these leverage guys and he'll say, let's live another day. It's a different situation now where you're 2-2. It's not a must win. You saw, you know, the Blue Jays last series go, you know, have 2 elimination games and they won it. But you certainly do not want to be going down 3-2 heading back to Toronto. So the other part of this, too, is who's even a leverage guy for the Dodgers? That bullpen group right now, there's a pecking order. It's sort of Roky Sasaki and everybody. And I think that losing Alex Vesia was a huge, huge loss for this group. And they're still sort of figuring out who they can kind of rely on. It's been Blake Treinen for so long. He hasn't looked right for months. You know, you're putting a guy like Emmett Sheehan, a young guy who's a starter in relief, and it's not worked out great sometimes. It's worked out okay other times. So, I would say it's pretty much, you know, sort of all hands on deck, but guessing kind of the pecking order right now, if you're Dave Roberts and what you're doing in the 7th and 8th inning to get to Roky, it's complicated. You need these starters to give you at least 6 and maybe 7.
I know we can't script this stuff, and I understand it, but Rowan, if MLB could pick the way this ends, what do you think they choose? Like, what would be the beautiful ending of this World Series in the mind of MLB if they could have their druthers?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'd love it to go 7. That would be nice. And then, look, I mean, you're going to get to the whole, if the Dodgers win this back-to-back, you're going to get so much more of this. Is it ruining baseball? What's going on? These teams can't compete, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I don't know exactly what MLB wants. I'm sure, again, they want 7 games of this. But that's going to be the chatter. The other point of this, though, is like, Toronto is not a small market team either. This is a top 5 payroll team. They have huge money guys. They just gave Vlad $500 million. So this isn't the same thing as, you know, a Dodgers-Brewers type series. So I don't know. I mean, look, certainly we're going to be talking about, you know, is there going to be a salary cap? What are the owners going to be pushing for a year from now? That's going to be all the chatter if the Dodgers win. Probably going to be all the chatter even if they don't win, but certainly that's going to be heating up if they do.
Hey, so we have 1 more year left on the CBA, correct?
We do.
We do. So if the owners are going to lock out the players, it would happen this year so they had maximum leverage, I would think. Might these be the final couple baseball games that we see for a while? Does the labor stoppage kind of heat up in the offseason?
No, I mean, it'll be a topic of conversation. They'll be playing next year. The big question is, the what happens the season after? So we're going to be talking about it all year. But no, I don't see that happening. You know, I think we get a full season next year. Who kind of knows after that? I mean, look, the players are not going to want a salary cap. I think they're going to stand, you know, packed with that. It's just a question of how hard does that become a push and how far does it get? And I'm hoping we get to see two straight 162-game seasons, but we'll see.
Yeah, hoping for the best on that. Rowan, thanks a bunch. Appreciate the breakdown. Thank you.
You got it. You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.